Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today, we're plunging into the dynamic and, let's be honest, often overwhelming world of marketing technology. You know that feeling, just this endless scroll of tools, platforms, everyone promising they're the next big thing?
Oh, yeah, you're definitely not alone there.
And the industry itself, MarTech, it's just exploding. We're talking projected growth from nearly $500 billion this year, 2024, to a massive $2.4 trillion by 2033.
It's staggering. But what's really interesting, I think, is how that huge growth, that chaos almost, is actually forcing a pretty major strategic shift.
A shift? How so?
Well, we're seeing data showing 60% of marketers now actively saying they prefer all-in-one solutions. They're moving away from separate, specialized tools.
Because of the integration nightmare, getting them all to talk to each other.
Exactly. The headaches just become too much. And while that's precisely where our subject today, Bonsai International, kind of enters the picture, they're positioning themselves not just as, you know, another vendor, but as this comprehensive AI-powered answer to that need for simplicity and integration.
Okay, so if the MarTech landscape is this sprawling, fragmented maze, Bonsai's mission sounds like they're trying to build the universal remote for marketing.
That's a good way to put it, yeah. They're a marketing tech firm, SaaS-based, using AI, data-driven applications, all aimed at streamlining marketing and sales, bringing it under one roof, basically. One unified architecture for businesses, big or small.
But that's the big question, isn't it? How do you actually do that? How do you grow in a market that already has, what, over 14,000 products jostling for the space?
Right. And Bonsai seems to be sidestepping the trend chasing. They focus on the fundamentals, attracting leads, engaging them, tracking what works, and making sure systems integrate smoothly. And their land and expand growth strategy, that seems key.
Land and expand. Explain that.
So customers typically start with one solid product, like their Demio webinar platform, which is really popular. They see the value, get comfortable. And then gradually they start adopting more Bonsai solutions because they already integrate well. Demio alone brought in over 1,400 new customers in 2024. It seems to be working.
Okay, but let's talk AI. We hear AI powered everywhere. Is Bonsai just sprinkling it on top, or is it genuinely, you know, baked in? What's the actual impact?
That's the crucial point. And based on their numbers, it's definitely not just buzzwords. Get this. A remarkable 71% of their annual recurring revenue in Q1 2024 came directly from their AI-enabled products.
71%. Wow.
Yeah. And maybe even more telling, those same AI products boast a 92% customer retention rate.
Okay, that's sticky. That suggests the AI isn't just a feature, it's core to why customers stay.
Precisely. It's not just bolted on. It looks like the engine driving their most valuable customer relationships. It's fundamental to their strategy.
Right. Those are strong indicators. Can you give us some concrete examples? How is their AI actually changing things for their clients on the ground?
Sure. Let's take Reach. That's their event marketing platform. They've got this new phone AI capability.
Phone AI. Like AI making calls.
Yeah, conversational AI for outbound calls. Mm-hmm. And in the early cases, it's cut customer acquisition costs, the CAC, by an impressive 37%.
37% reduction in CAC? That's huge.
It is. And it also generated $1 million in pipeline for clients like ThoughtSpot. Then you've got Demio, the webinar platform again. Its AI features things like real-time sentiment analysis during webinars, AI chat moderators. They've helped big names like Cisco and CrowdStrike boost lead conversions by 22%.
So tangible improvements in conversion rates.
Exactly. And one more, their Create Studio 4.0, which came via the Vidello acquisition. It uses AI video builders. Hewlett Packard Enterprise used it and cut their campaign video production timelines by 72%.
72%. That's a massive efficiency gain.
It really shows their commitment. And you see it in their R&D spend, too. It's at 28% of revenue. That's like double the industry average. They're serious about the innovation side.
And you mentioned acquisitions like Vidello and also OpenReel. These aren't just random grabs, are they? They seem pretty targeted.
Feels very strategic, like adding specific pieces to build out that unified platform vision. Yeah.
And financially, how does that stack up? Buying companies costs money.
But this is where it gets quite clever financially. There seems to be a significant value arbitrage play here.
Value arbitrage, meaning?
So Bonsai acquired these profitable businesses at an average of, say, 2x their annual revenue. That's the multiple they paid. But comparable public MarTech companies, they often trade at much higher multiples, maybe 6.5 to 8 times revenue.
I see. So they buy low, integrate, and the value within Bonsai's potentially higher valued structure increases.
That seems to be the strategy. Expand the platform and create financial value simultaneously. Plus, they've been cleaning up their balance sheet, too. They converted or wrote off nearly $25 million in liabilities and kicked off a $13.5 million initiative specifically aimed at improving net income going forward. So they're focusing on profitability too.
Okay, so wrapping this up.
Yeah.
What's the key takeaway for someone listening, maybe someone navigating the smart tech jungle themselves?
Well, I think in this world just drowning in data points and endless fragmented tools, Banzai is charting a course. It's a path towards integrated AI-driven marketing solutions that genuinely seem focused on simplifying things and ultimately accelerating business results.
Makes sense. Simplify and accelerate.
Yeah. And it really raises a compelling question for the future, doesn't it? As AI keeps getting smarter, how far can integrated platforms like Banzai's push things? We talk about automation now, but could we see truly autonomous marketing strategies emerging, where the AI handles much more, freeing up marketers for higher level creativity and strategy?
Autonomous marketing. That's definitely something to chew on.
Absolutely. Something to ponder as you navigate your own information landscape.